WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Ever feel like your mind's playing tricks on you? Like there are these echoes of past events just hanging around, messing with your head? Well, chances are you're not alone. Today, we're diving into the world of trauma and PTSD, understanding it, managing it, and finding ways to move forward. Now, I know this topic can feel heavy, but trust me, knowledge is power. The more we understand about these experiences, the better equipped we are to navigate them, heal, and build a stronger, more resilient version of ourselves. So, let's get real for a second. Trauma isn't just some dramatic event in the movies. It can be anything that leaves you feeling deeply shaken, overwhelmed, or scared. It could be a single incident like a car accident or a long-term situation like growing up in an abusive environment. The point is, trauma impacts us on a deep level, often leaving lasting emotional scars. And PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, is essentially the body's way of saying, "Whoa, hold on. Something serious just happened." It's a collection of symptoms that can pop up after a traumatic experience, like flashbacks, nightmares, anxiety, and difficulty concentrating. But here's the thing, healing is possible. And that's what we're going to focus on today. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you understand trauma and PTSD better, and start your journey towards healing. 1. Trauma doesn't define you. This one is huge. It's easy to get caught up in the narrative of, "I'm a victim," or, "This event broke me." But remember, you are so much more than what happened to you. Trauma doesn't define your worth, your strength, or your ability to thrive. 2. It's okay not to be okay. You know that feeling when you try to put on a brave face but inside, everything feels chaotic? It's okay to not be okay. Don't beat yourself up for feeling overwhelmed, scared, or angry. Acknowledging these emotions is the first step towards healing. Suppressing them just pushes them deeper, making things harder in the long run. 3. Seek support. This is a big one. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist. Sharing your story can be incredibly liberating, and having someone who truly listens can make a world of difference. There are also online support groups where you can connect with others who understand what you're going through. 4. Practice self-care. Now, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great too. Self-care is about prioritizing your well-being, physically, mentally, and emotionally. It could be anything from getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, moving your body, or engaging in activities that bring you joy. 5. Be patient with yourself. Healing isn't a linear process. There will be good days and bad days. Some days you'll feel like you're making progress, while other days, it might feel like you're stuck. That's totally normal. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small victories, and remember that healing is a journey, not a destination. You know that feeling when you've been carrying a heavy backpack for ages? It starts to weigh you down, makes it hard to focus on anything else. That's kind of what trauma can feel like, this invisible weight that just sits there, making everyday life harder. But imagine taking that backpack off. What if you could finally let go of the burden and move forward with lightness and freedom? That's what we're talking about here. So, how do you start shedding that weight? Imagine a friend going through something tough. What would you say to them? You'd probably encourage them to talk it out, seek support, take care of themselves, and be patient with the process, right? Now, extend that same kindness and understanding to yourself. The most important thing I want you to remember today is this. You are not alone in your journey. Trauma is a common human experience, and there is help available. By understanding what's happening, seeking support, practicing self-care, and being patient with yourself, you can start to heal and reclaim your life. So, go out there and take those steps. Talk to someone, join a support group, or simply start making small changes that prioritize your well-being. You are stronger than you think, and healing is possible. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words. Remember, even the smallest act of kindness can make a big difference. Until next time, keep striving for calm, control, and courage, one day at a time. We're in this together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.